Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Looking up into pecan trees or sweet gum trees, you may have noticed webs being formed around the tips of the branches, as well as defoliation under the webbing. If you are seeing this, most likely you have an infestation of an insect called the fall webworm. Fall webworm's distribution goes as far west as California and as far east as Georgia. We also have them here in southern Louisiana. They can be found as far north as southern Canada. The fall webworm uses many deciduous hardwood trees, as well as some evergreen trees, as its host here in the south. Some favorite host trees of the fall webworm are hickory, pecan, persimmon, and sweet gum. The adult fall webworm, which is a moth, is a medium-sized white moth with a wide body. Typically, the wings are marked with a brownish to black spots. But as with most worms or caterpillar problems, it's not the adults that are the pest, but instead the larvae or the caterpillars that are the culprit. The larvae of the fall webworm has an orange head with small bumps and hairs protruding off of its body. Fully grown, the fall webworm can reach 1.25 inches long. Each year, the fall webworm can produce 3 to 4 generations. The first generation begins in spring, typically in April, and eventually reaches a climax in annual population, with the larvae of the last generation pupating in late October and early November. The fall webworm feeds in groups. As the caterpillars become larger, they will construct large, loose, irregular-shaped silk webs which cover the twigs and branches of the host tree. These large, ugly webs can reduce the potential beauty of our shade trees. While the caterpillars are in their self-made tents, they will begin to skeletonize the foliage of the area. As the worms continue to feed and grow larger, they will require larger quantities of food to continue growing. The fall webworm will then begin to expand the size of its webbed area to encompass more and more foliage. The fall webworm will not kill trees, but when it comes to pecans, it will reduce the quality of the current season's pecan crop and can reduce the crop yields for the following season. A few non-chemical methods can be employed to help address fall webworm infestation. There are many natural enemies that would love to lend you a hand in controlling this pest. Many native insects will feed on the eggs of fall webworms, while other insects will parasitize the young larval stage of this pest. Many different species of birds will also feed on the soft-bodied larvae. If there are only a few webs on your pecan, hickory, persimmon, or sweet gum, it is most economical to prune out the webbing and discard in the trash. If a homeowner chooses a chemical approach, several insecticides are available that offer great control. Spraying should be done when the webs are first noticed and the larvae are small. The smaller the larvae, the better control the insecticide will give you. Using a liquid formulation of 7 or carbaryl will give excellent control of the fall webworm. If you prefer to use an organic insecticide, Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT, is also an excellent option to be employed. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.